Mics are live.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Julie Fedorchak, a member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered here on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a special meeting of the Public Service Commission to address one case, case number PU-19-85. I call this meeting to order. Joining me in the room are Commissioner Randy Christman and by phone, Commissioner Brian Karasius. Do either of you have any opening comments, starting with Commissioner Christman?
I will just say hats off to you as portfolio holder and to Commissioner Karasius as chair for and our staff for getting this rolling. I know it was really important to the company that needing to get started on construction. And it wasn't able to be prepared for the last regular meeting. But I think it's commendable when things are in order and don't need further study. The work has been done that we are able to crank these things out. And it's not just a couple days till the next regular meeting. It's almost 2 weeks. And so hats off to both of you and to our team for getting this ready.
Thank you, Randy. I will divert all of that praise to staff because they really got the work done. So thank you, staff. Commissioner Karasius, any comments from you?
Just thank you as well to staff and no other opening comments for me.
Okay, very good. So we'll just move into the one item. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC 12-inch NGL pipeline, McKenzie County siting application case number PU-19-85.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So in February, so just under 3 months ago, One Oak Bakken Pipeline filed with the North Dakota Public Service Commission a consolidated application for a corridor certificate and route permit for a 12-inch natural gas liquids transmission pipeline and associated facilities in McKenzie County. On March 20th, we deemed that, April 11th, we deemed that information complete and set a public hearing for May 17th in Watford City, and that hearing was held as scheduled. This project consists of approximately 10.8 miles of 12-inch diameter steel pipeline in McKenzie County. The project will originate at the Targa Badlands gas processing plant in McKenzie County and terminate at an interconnection with One Oak's planned Demicks Lake NGL pipeline and with the existing Garden Creek to Riverview NGL pipeline. This project includes a pig launcher facility at the Targa gas plant and a pig receiver facility at the project terminus. The project will transport approximately 20,000 barrels of NGLs per day. The estimated cost of the project is $15 million, and One Oak anticipates a third quarter 2019 in-service date for the facility. In developing this application, One Oak conducted a number of different studies, including a resource literature review and desktop analysis for wetlands, water bodies, woodlands, and other sensitive environmental resources across a one-mile area. They also did field surveys on similar issues on a 300-foot area with the pipeline centered in the middle. And they conducted Class 3 Cultural Resource Inventory across the survey area. One Oak initiated correspondence with 15 different federal, state, and local agencies. One Oak studies and surveys did not identify any exclusion areas within the survey area. They identified 3 avoidance areas, 1 a geologically unstable area. They identified 3 of those at river crossings, and they testified that they will bore, or creek crossings, really. They weren't smaller water bodies. One Oak testified it will bore or use horizontal directional drilling method at these 3 locations to avoid impacts to these creeks. The second avoidance area is areas within 500 feet of a residence, school, or place of business. One Oak identified 2 occupied structures within 500 feet of the proposed pipeline, and they have obtained waivers from the owners of both structures for that avoidance area. And the third avoidance area is areas containing historical resources not specifically designated as exclusion or avoidance areas. And there were 10 of these. 10 of 11 sites were determined to be ineligible for inclusion on the National Register. And the State Historic Preservation Officer issued a letter finding that One Oaks cultural resource survey is acceptable and concurred with a no significant sites affected determination for the project, provided that the one remaining site out of 11 is avoided by the project, and provided the project remains as mapped and described in the Class 3 report. No designated Dakota Skipper critical habitat exists within the survey area. However, One Oaks habitat surveys identified potentially suitable habitat for the Dakota Skipper within the survey area. One Oak testified it has routed the project to avoid impacts to suitable Dakota Skipper habitat. They have executed a weed management plan with McKenzie County. Additional mitigation includes reducing the project's environmental disturbance by co-locating approximately 89% of the project with an existing pipeline corridor and other linear infrastructure, and this substantially reduces any of the environmental impact that this project could have. The project will have a leak detection system that will be monitored 24/7 by trained personnel. One Oak will participate in the North Dakota One Call excavation system, and they testified they will comply with all applicable safety laws and standards. So all in all, this is a key piece of infrastructure. It's just 10 miles, but it connects one plant to this other larger NGL export line that is being constructed, and so really fills in an important component of infrastructure to help with the whole natural gas capture, processing, and exporting challenge that exists in our state today. And so I think the company has provided all the information they need and studies and plans, and this project is ready for a permit.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll just say that in your summary was really good, talking about that it's a short project relative to some that we've done, but really important. And, you know, just, as you were saying that, I was thinking of a chain. You know, a couple of links doesn't take up very much space over the length of a chain, but they're vitally important if they're missing. And this is a really critical piece of infrastructure for the energy and for the state of North Dakota. So I feel good about this project.
Thank you, Randy.
Is there any further discussion?
Ryan's still there.
Yeah. Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Brian, do you give John permission to sign for you today?
I do.
No, he's out.
Oh, John's out. Do you want Steve? Shelly? Do you want Shelly to sign for you?
Please.
Thank you. All right. With that, that concludes our agenda.
Nope.
It doesn't?
Contract.
Oh. Okay. I stand corrected. We had two items. I move the commission execute contract number PU-815-19-EE with Wink Associate Incorporated for construction inspection services in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC, 12-inch NGL pipeline, McKenzie County siting application case number PU-19-85.
Second.
So this is the construction inspection services contract for this same pipeline so that the contractor can get up and running and connected with the company as soon as possible to embark on construction.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. So that concludes the agenda on the special meeting. Thank you. We're